You're about to hear the end of a conversation that Anthony and I have had. Are you ever curious about what we're talking about? Well, you can hear all of those conversations because those conversations in full are delivered to our patrons.
Yep. You head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. You get all that bonus audio. You can also get early episodes and hangouts and secret mail. patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out how. So good, so good.
So good.
But yeah, if you guys want to watch that, it's probably over by the time you're hearing this.
Definitely.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff.
My name.
These aliens.
These aliens. Are we talking about cephalopods again?
Boy, you know we talking about cephalopods and
what
octopuses.
What did they do this time? Have we been subjugated yet? Are we under their iron hoof? And by hoof, I mean tentacle. And by tentacle, I mean hoof.
A lot of people sent this one in.
Yeah.
And good on you, concerned citizens, for keeping an eye out.
Vigilant. They are vigilant. They are dedicated to the cause. These aliens.
These aliens. We have to keep an eye.
Yeah. If not us, who?
If not us, who? If not now, when?
Right.
If not the ocean, where? It should be the ocean.
It should definitely
be
the ocean.
You should definitely be. If you're as frightened about the octopuses and the squids and the cuttlefish and all this shit
keep an eye on the ocean.
You gotta keep an eye on the ocean.
Scan the ocean.
Not anywhere else. Although,
what?
If you do see one anywhere else,
that's
fucking
worse.
Sound the
Way
alarm.
Way worse.
That's
Way
the
worse.
Worst thing.
If you're not near ocean and you see an octopus.
If they are breathing oxygen and walking on land.
Jesus God.
You let me know
it's
first.
It's already too late.
Don't call anyone else. Call me first.
Just so you can lose your shit?
Just so I can lose my shit and where do we run? I can't.
There's nowhere
where do we run?
There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide.
I can't go down this road because I have to tell people what this story is. Where do we run?
Can I tell you something?
What?
Anything else that's chasing me, where do I run? Into the ocean.
Fuck.
But this time, worst possible decision.
Fuck, man.
That's where I go. If bees are after me, a tiger, a lion, I'm running into water.
Where do you go if an alligator or a crocodile's coming at you?
Tree.
Yeah.
Got a tree.
There's always somewhere to run,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Not with an octopus.
Not with an octopus.
No.
Maybe some jungle cats. There's not as many places to run.
Jungle cats. Again, water. I don't think they're going to chase you into the water.
They've got. Have you ever seen a tiger go like this and it's got the webbing?
Yeah, but are they really going to chase you into the water?
Not far.
Because I don't think they're going to eat me in the water.
Not far, but I do wonder if I can outswim a tiger, like distance, like in terms of distance.
Yeah,
do you think
can
I swim? I mean, speed.
Like if you're doing a triathlon against a tiger, you really got to concentrate on the swim. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean
the bike is going to be problematic for them as well.
That's what I read in Men's Health. Men and Tigers Health.
Yeah.
What do you read Men and Tigers Health? It's funny. Like there'll be certain articles where it's like, hey, this one's for the men. Tigers. Flip to the next article, and it's like, yo,
it's another,
here's how you beat these fucking tigers.
Every month, it's another Siegfried and Roy cover.
Yeah, it's just Siegfried and Roy.
Every time.
Pour one out. Listen, here's what's up.
Yeah.
A lot of people sent us this story. We have to table this jungle cat swimming discussion, but I would like to hear...
We should return to it.
If somebody is in the Facebook group, or on Twitter, or in the
Delicate
subreddit...
situation.
That knows...
Has a relative maybe that's faced that problem.
Or is a tiger.
Yeah. Hey, look to your left, look to your right. If you don't see a tiger.
You've been the tiger all along. A lot of people sent this one in. Squid and octopus can edit and direct their
movies?
Own.
What?
Yeah.
They're auteurs now?
Yeah. They're what's called triple threats.
Oh, shit. Predators? I mean, I've heard the term predator.
They are
producer
predators.
Editors.
No, stop. Because they are predators.
Oh, shit.
Stop it.
Shit.
No, they can direct and edit something people would say is even more important than film, Jeff.
Nothing.
Though I would disagree.
Yeah. Film is life.
As an artist and as somebody who's a lover of culture,
mm-hmm.
Some people would say this is more important, but not me, he said, adjusting his beret. Squid and octopus can actually edit and direct their own genes.
What?
they can edit their genes.
Like in a lab?
Yeah, they've found out how to use CRISPR.
No!
And they're better at it
than
us.
Why did we give them CRISPR-Cas9?
No, this is even worse, Jeff. They just do it in their own body.
Just by thinking?
Just by thinking about it.
They just don't want to be that anymore?
They're probably not even thinking about it very consciously. Here's what's going on.
Yeah.
So cephalopods do not obey the commands of their DNA to the letter.
They don't obey anybody's commands.
No, that's what's fucking wrong with
them. You
can't
command them.
You can't command a cephalopod. Ugh. Instead, they sometimes interfere with the code as it is being carried by a molecular messenger. This has the effect of diversifying the proteins their cells can produce, leading to some interesting variations. So basically what's going on is they don't edit their DNA. They edit their RNA.
Okay.
The RNA basically is, if DNA is kind of like, it's all hardware, but if you want to think about it in terms of a computer, the RNA is kind of the software,
right,
that DNA kind of sends out to
the messaging system.
It's the messaging system that says, the parts of your body that are making proteins, right, cells that are making proteins, here's what's up. These are the type of proteins we need right now in these quantities. And here's what we're going to do with them.
Right.
It's the messenger. It's the message system. So what octopuses can do is they can just like fucking change it. They can just be like, hey, you know what? This is the sort of animal I want to be.
That's insane.
They do this particularly, they can't do it with everything. They can do it with their brain DNA.
What?
That's the worst kind, because they're changing their brains on the fly, what? Dude.
How and what is the effect of that? What is a different brain structure result in? Are they just malleable? And
here's what's crazy. We don't fucking know yet.
It's insane, dude.
We don't know. We just found out they can do this. So they're like, scientists now want to answer these questions. They want to know, when do they turn it on? Right? Yeah. When are they able to do this? Under what environmental influences? Is it temperature changes? Is it memories? Do they live through a specific situation and go, here are the things that I couldn't do or I didn't see coming in this situation. How do I make my mind and body more ready for that particular situation?
And then the other question that they're always wanting to have answered is it standing behind me right now?
Is it? Because we don't know.
Because
a lot of them have active camouflage. Have you ever seen like an undulating active camouflage on an octopus that they use to kind of like hypnotize
it's
their prey?
It's terrifying.
Oh, it's nightmarish. They probably gave that to themselves with their brains.
They just decided.
They were like, you know what would be dope? You know what would be fucking dope right now? Is if I had hypno skin. Hey, RNA, here's what I'm thinking. Little hypno skin. Can you make this happen for me?
This is why we can't let them direct and edit their own short films, because the ideas that they'll come up with.
Well, it's unfair, right?
Yeah.
It's unfair because we only have our own human experiences and our own human minds that are so,
we only have
some neuroplasticity, but it's not the same thing.
We only have so many film festivals, Anthony.
That's
and
the
if they're
thing.
All full of cephalopod films, where's the room for human films?
And the thing is, the film festival is dying out. Right?
It is.
It's dying out. And if one community overruns the film festival circuit, film becomes a monoculture.
Yeah.
Or in this case, an octaculture.
Octaculture
films.
We
can't have this.
No.
Listen, I'm all for representation.
Yeah.
I think there should be representation.
Right.
But we shouldn't go out of our way to change characters in films to octopuses just because they're underrepresented, Jeff.
Right.
We can't do this. I want to tell an octopus story. Sure.
Sure. We all do.
We all want to tell an authentic octopus story.
In an octopus's garden.
But leave it to the filmmakers that already know what they're doing.
Yes.
And leave it to the situations that are most applicable. Not every movie needs an octopus best friend.
And they shouldn't just be the best friend anyway.
Sure. Sure. I would love to see more octopus leads. Here's the problem. Octopuses just aren't buying movie tickets,
Jeff. That's the problem.
If octopuses would come to the theater and buy more movie tickets, we would make more movies for octopuses.
And yet, I would be terrified to go to the theater.
I won't go to any theater that has an octopus in it.
No, but we should definitely sell more tickets to them.
Yeah.
They should have the right to buy tickets, and I should have the right to not go there.
Of course. Of course they should. I want them to have everything they want as long as it's 1,000 miles away from me. Deep in the ocean. Hey, replace the word octopus with anything else, and if you've ever sounded like that, you're racist and horrible. Okay? If you've ever said that with any other word but octopus, you're a garbage person. Just so you know. But it's okay if you say octopus.
Hey, so here's another example of a thing that cephalopods can do that nothing else on our planet can do.
Yes. And here's what's crazy. They can edit like 60% of the RNA transcripts in their brain. Like 60% of their overall RNA instructions, they can overwrite.
How did we find this out again?
In other animals, ranging from fruit flies to humans, re-encoding events happen a fraction of 1% of the time.
I've tried to reinvent my brain. I can't do it.
I try to wake up every day with blue skin and wings, and we all know this.
Doesn't happen.
I just wake up every morning like, how can I be Warren Worthington?
Can I? Yeah, the third.
The third. The best Warren Worthington.
Can I tell you how often I've stared at something and willed it to move across the room into my hand? Never once does
it
work.
Well, I don't know that they can do that. That is telekinesis, and that's not really
Maybe
something.
Maybe they just haven't thought of it yet because they have so many arms, they don't need
to. Oh, shit. Nobody let the octopuses see sci-fi films.
Shit. They got to stop. They can't let them into any more film festivals.
Listen, we have to ban all octopuses from film festivals. Once again, have you ever said this?
Yeah.
With any other word but octopus? In any situation. Because then you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
The scary thing about this to me is we're at the first step of this, which is, oh shit, we just realized this is happening. That's
yeah.
The scary. Now, the next thing we need to know, how are they doing this?
How are they doing it? Why
and in
are they
what
doing
situation? And how much are they do able they, to change themselves?
Is this something that they can do repeatedly?
Oh, yeah.
Or they just do it whenever as needed?
It looks that way.
Man.
Whereas we do it one fraction of 1% of the time, and it's not necessarily something that is directed from ourselves.
This is why
it's not necessarily according to need. It could just be a failure or a mutation a lot right. of those times.
Well, this is why these things are so terrifying, right? Because you look at the food chain and you look at evolution and you understand that things that adapt best survive best. That's survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a creature that is
the X-Men.
Right. Warren Worthington.
Warren Worthington. These
Caliban.
Are adaptations. Caliban. Adam X.
Yes, we could
go
on and on.
The greatest of all the mutants.
We could go on and on.
We could and we will.
We should.
Sunspot.
You went to Sunspot. I love it. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, but you're right. This is what's frightening is... It's unfair to be able to adapt that much that quickly.
It's really cheating. It's unfair. And flagging you, octopi,
mm-hmm.
let's put an end to this right now. Let's just cut it out.
Listen.
This is not fair.
We're training. We're training to the best of our ability. The tigers are training to the best of their ability.
Yeah, everybody's training.
The octopus, I mean, you see it every month in the magazines.
You do.
The octopuses are just cheating.
They are. It's we need to get some sort of brain testing, some sort of rigid standards.
Follow-up question.
Yes, indeed.
This is the next place I'm going.
Okay.
Once we figure this out and we figure out why they're doing it, how they're doing it, how do I get to do it?
That. They're cheating.
How do I cheat
like
them?
I'm cheating. Yes. I want, stop it until I can do that. Can I do that?
What ability would it take? And I feel like we've gone down a similar road before, but I'm asking this as a standalone question in its own context.
Yeah.
What animal ability, if a scientist ran up to you and was like, dude, drink this and it will change your DNA to give you this animal ability. It's not really tested,
right.
But it's going to work.
He just ran up to me on the street. Just standing.
Science man.
He has a coat and everything?
Sure. He's very, like, he's got a coat. He's got a clipboard.
Okay.
He's got like one of the little ID badges.
Got it.
He's legit.
Okay.
We don't need to question whether he's legit
but
in
he
this
ran
situation.
Here.
But he ran up to you.
Okay.
And he was like,
because most scientists don't run, and that would kind of trip me off a little bit.
Hey.
I mean, they don't run.
Unfair.
They
don't run for work.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's on duty.
You don't run for work either.
No, I don't.
But you run.
I wouldn't run up to someone and give them a podcast. I'd be like, hey, podcast.
I would.
You would just run. You should run up
Jeff,
to listeners.
Do you care about this show as much as I do? Let's table this.
Okay.
But no, in this hypothetical situation, we know everything's legit. But the one thing that's untested is this vial. What animal power would have to be in the vial to get you to drink it?
You know what's the bad thing is? There's a lot that would get me to drink there. There's not one that would be like, well, nothing but that.
What's the baseline,
things, though? I mean, I want flight real bad.
Sure.
I want them wings.
So it would have to giving you wings.
Give me, if this drink would give me wings, if there was some drink that told me that
go to redbull.com/wehaveconcerns and enter in the code Worthington.
Nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen. But like, maybe we'll get some free Red Bull.
You know what we should do? We should just start doing sponsorships before they pay us, and maybe retroactively.
Yeah. And then we'll just send them bills.
Love it.
So flight would be one.
Flight is key, man. But I know that you are willing to do crazy shit to yourself to have night vision. We talked about that.
Oh, night vision would be great.
And animals have that.
Any sort of like a real good animal vision, like an animal that sees like a higher color spectrum or like much sharper.
What about sense of smell? Because I feel like that might be a curse in our modern workaday world.
Now, I look at my dog all the time because he's adorable. He's a perfect prince.
How do you take your eyes off him?
You can't. You really can't. But I look at my dog, and dogs, I think initially sense of smell would be a curse. But then as you got used to it, it would just be like, oh, this is what it is.
Right.
This is just what it is. Because we see more information than dogs do.
Right.
You know, I would do. Yeah. I mean, hearing.
Yeah.
Super hearing, super sight, night vision. I mean, there are so many that would get me to do it.
I wouldn't even worry. Run like the cheetah.
Whew.
That would be great.
But would you have to have cheetah legs?
That is a catch.
That is a catch, dude. And you got to worry about that. You'd be running around like one of those aliens in The Arrival, kids ask your parents.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably take cheetah legs to run 70 miles an hour.
Sure.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. I think, man, I'd drink almost anything a scientist asked me to.
If I had me too, probably.
If a scientist was like, bro, drink this, I'm a scientist.
If a scientist ran up to me, it's the least I can do to drink whatever he hands
me.
Sure,
because clearly it's
urgent.
It's an urgent issue.
He's a scientist. Who am I to say no?
I'm not going to stop the flow of science.
No, I am not going to impede scientific progress.
No,
single-handedly.
God no.
But can we go back to the cheetah legs thing? Because what if I had cheetah legs like on the bottom of my feet? Like if it was just tiny
cheetah legs?
So I could hide them with.
But they were
the
super
shoes.
Strong because they would have to hold up your entire body weight.
Yeah, like tiny. Four tiny cheetah legs on each foot.
I don't think they would give you the speed that you're looking for.
Damn it.
Just because I'm just thinking of the arc of the legs, and it's just too tiny. It would be weird and adorable.
Yeah.
You'd make a hell of a fucking Skittles commercial or Adult Swim interstitial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could do an Adult Swim interstitials for the rest of my days.
For the rest of my days.
And the meanwhile, just
thanks,
run.
Thanks, science. But seriously, cephalopods is going to kill us.
I mean, it really is more proof that they's aliens. And I mean, why do they have so much shit that just doesn't exist in any other thing? How is that?
It's not cool.
There's nothing else. There's nothing else
Name another thing.
Nothing else.
Name another thing.
How
has
that?
Stuff.
It doesn't have
what
that.
What thing has stuff like it?
No thing.
No thing has it.
It's only a one.
Only a one thing. These things.
They have.
They's aliens.
They's definitely aliens.
Guys, what animal superpower would... Remember, we don't know if there are going to be any side effects.
Right.
We don't know if this thing's going to kill
you.
Just
drink it.
But what would it take? What animal superpower would it take to get you to drink it? You should let us know on the tweet machines.
Oh, the tweet machines.
I'm at A. Carboni.
At Jeff Cannata over here.
And you can hashtag those Worthington. And guys, if you truly believe they's aliens, I got something for you.
Oh, what do you got?
It's a hat. And it says, they's aliens.
It's the first line of defense against the aliens.
Let everybody know that you know what they know. And we know.
Yeah.
If you want to get that hat and a bunch of other amazing, amazing We Have Concerns merchandise, mostly designed by the incredible JP Kuvert.
So good.
Who does an amazing job for us. You can head to wehaveconcerns.com/shop and pick that stuff up. and let the world know that you know. And it's not so much letting the world know that you're not afraid, because we're all terrified.
Everybody's afraid.
But let them know that you know.
It's okay to be afraid.
Weaveconcerns.com/shop. It's okay to be afraid.